Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
The HSE has said that due to limited supply, the first phase will be confined to 600 people, despite around 6,000 people being at heightened risk of monkeypox infection. So far, there have been 113 confirmed cases of the virus in Ireland. But is that rollout happening quickly enough? Well, I'm joined by Thomas Strong, who's an activist. Thomas, you're very welcome. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
You had your own experience with this virus. In fact, you were diagnosed with it last month. Tell us about it.
I was diagnosed after discovering a couple of lesions that I didn't initially recognize as being possibly monkeypox. There was very little discourse about it. It wasn't in the news very much. And they appeared in a way that I didn't think twice about them. And then I showed some more to a friend of mine, and he said, "Dude, that's monkeypox." And I was like, "Duh, of course." And so I phoned my clinic, as we were told to do, and they set up an appointment the next day. I was tested, and like a day later, I had the confirmed diagnosis.
Were you shocked?
I went into isolation. Sorry?
Were you shocked?
Say again?
Did you feel shocked when you were diagnosed with monkeypox?
Oh, yes. So actually, the thing is, with me, I didn't have any illness symptoms. So I didn't have fever. I didn't have any kind of like aches or pains or any of that. That's often observed in people with the disease. But all I had were these lesions, right? That was the main thing that I had to deal with, and isolation. So I actually had a fairly severe case of monkeypox. I had 50 lesions. A lot of people are only getting one or two, and some people get upward of 200. I had 50, and they're quite painful.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Can you just talk to me about what they are and how they're painful?
Okay, so they're literally, I believe, your body pushing the virus out of it. So you get these pustules, and in those pustules is live virus coming out of your body. They look lots of different ways, actually, but mostly they're sort of white with a dot in the middle, and they vary in size. I got a bunch of them on my scalp. They're kind of raised, and then the pain from them is just the worst kind of pain. I don't know if you've ever had a boil, but it feels like a pressure pain. Yeah.
Okay. So what happens then? You're diagnosed and you're sent home to isolate for how long, Thomas?
You're sent home to isolate until they give you the go-ahead to leave isolation. That is, until you're clear and you're no longer infectious. There are different criteria for that. The ones that we used was all of the lesions have to have scabbed over, dried. The scab has to have fallen off and a new layer of skin has to form underneath.
So are you sending photographs then to the clinic so that they can assess this?
I did, but I don't know if anybody else did, but that I just happened to do sort of obsessively document the thing. So I sent photographs, but they still had to be inspected in person. And so on two occasions, I actually was brought to the hospital in a biohazard ambulance and inspected and had my lesions inspected before I was given the clear. And so I was in isolation for 30 days or for a whole month.
Oh, that's very difficult in and of itself. I mean, there has been a lot of talk, Thomas, about the stigma around this. Did you feel that? How did you tell people that you had monkeypox?
Well, yeah, I did. And in fact, the reason that I told people was I anticipated stigma. I anticipated gossip. And so I thought I'll just get ahead of this and just say, you know, hey, I got this. I don't think we know what the stigma around it is going to be just yet. I'm encountering different sort of experiences. Some people are like, oh, sure, it'll be grand. And some people are sort of like, I'll give you a call, at some point in the future.
And how are you feeling now?
I feel 100% okay. And in fact, I felt okay like about halfway through isolation. It was just a waiting game for these lesions to heal in such a way that I would be considered clear.
And 30 days is such a long time to be in isolation.
Yeah, stuck in one room.
Now, the HSE say that 600 people will get the vaccine in the first phase of rollout. Do you feel that that response is appropriate, Thomas?
We're sort of two minds about it. I mean, the problem is the shortage of vaccines. So clearly rationing has to occur. The question is what principles will inform that rationing? There are some who would think that we should trust people who self-report that they see themselves as being at risk, whether or not they've got an early stage syphilis diagnosis, and then others who would argue that actually makes a good surrogate marker. But spare a thought. I mean, I'm glad you asked me about my experience. Spare a thought before we get to the question of those who aren't yet affected by monkeypox, for those who are. So one thing that we're concerned about is the amount of compensation that is given to people who are in isolation, who have to forego work in order to protect the public, but who are being offered less in terms of monetary support than, say, people were offered during the COVID pandemic.
Mm-hmm. So, and you would ask for those terms to be replicated, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, why not?
All right, Thomas. Well, thank you very much for talking to us about it. And I'm glad to hear that you're well now. I'm sorry that you had to go through such a dreadful experience, but it'll be very useful for other people to hear what it's like. So we really appreciate that. Thank you very much. That's Thomas Strong.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.